I disappointed him. Tidae, who could follow the conversation because we were speaking Taglian, showed no reaction either, though the siege had been as terrible for his people as for the company. Yuang Bao seldom betray any emotion in the presence of outsiders. I told Tidae, give your horse to the groom, and let's see if we can't find something decent to eat. Living on horseback is not a gourmet's delight. For the same reason there were no fresh remounts, there were very few delicacies at the Goja Fortress. But because we belonged to the Liberators' Party, we were given a newly taken gamecock that was so full of juice and substance, my stomach nearly rebelled at taking it in. After eating, we got to stay inside, out of the cold, and get some sleep. I should have stuck to Croker, in case his talks with local commanders turned up anything that belonged in the annals. But after a short interior debate, I chose sleep instead. If he heard anything worthwhile, the old man would tell me. If necessary, I could come back with smoke later. I dreamed, but did not remember the dreams long enough to note them down. They were unpleasant, but not overpowering or so terrible Tidae had to awaken me. We were back on the road before sunrise. We overtook One Eye, passing through the hills that surround Dejigore. When I first glimpsed his wagon and realized it had to be him, I started to shudder and had to fight an urge to kick my mount into a faster pace. I wanted to get to smoke. Maybe I had more of a problem than I wanted to admit. I didn't show it enough to be noticed, though. One Eye never slowed down a bit. There'd been some changes since my days of Hell in Dejigore, or Jaikur, as its natives called it, or Stormguard, as it was named while it was the seat of the deceased Shadow Master Stormshadow. Poor witch, she'd been totally unable to guard the Shadowlands against the storm of the Black Company. The plain outside the city had been drained of all water and cleared of wreckage and corpses, though I thought I could still smell death in the air. Prisoners of war from the Shadowlands still labored on the city walls and inside the city itself. Why seemed problematic? There were almost no Jaikuri left alive. Interesting notion, planting the plain in grain, I said, seeing what looked like winter wheat peeping through last year's stubble.
One of Lady's ideas, Croker replied.
He still watched me as though he expected me to start foaming at the mouth any minute. Anywhere there is a permanent garrison, one of the responsibilities of the soldiers is to raise their own food. When it came to the logistics of war, Lady was more the expert than Croker. Till we came to Taglios, he was never part of anything bigger than the company. Lady had managed the war-making instruments of a vast empire for decades. The old man simply left most of that stuff to Lady. He would rather lie back, scheming his schemes and piling up the tools Lady could use. The crop notion wasn't new. Lady had done the same around most of her permanent installations in the north. You gotta go with what works. Helps keep the neighbors more tractable, too, if you aren't stealing their daughters and seed grain. You sure you're all right? Croker demanded. We were nearly at the foot of the ramp to the North Barbican. One Eye was no more than 100 feet ahead now, perfectly aware of our presence, but not slowing down a bit. I guess I was starting to push ahead.
I've got it under control, Captain. I don't fall off into the past anymore, and I hardly ever wake up screaming. I hold the down to a little shaking and sweating.
Anything starts getting to you, I want to know.